Hare Krishna. Well, nature, enjoy your own consciousness. And I noticed again, of course, you're reading the Sanskrit, but half the translation, or at least Arjuna's question, is missing in the first one. But here we're focusing on Sankhya. Sankhya means to study something in real detail. And Krishna is helping us study the nature of being, the world, prakriti, the kshetra, what is this body, kshetragya, who's knowing this body? Krishna already said, dehino asmin yata dehe, there's the dehina, there is the deha. How is it that consciousness actually works? Kritsna lokam imam ravi. So Krishna explains all of these things. This chapter's called Nature, Enjoyer, and Consciousness. So how does the living entity, who are we, how are we interacting with this world? And it's an important thing, and we'll see. Krishna gets into more detail in the ensuing chapters of actually understanding the world, because the world is what we're entrapped in. And we're trapped in here in a very subtle way. You're free to walk out the door, you get in your car, you go wherever you want. So, but still, we're tied down. And we're tied down by ropes. We're tied by gunas. And these ropes aren't physical ropes. They're ropes of attachment. They're very subtle. But they make us do the most ridiculous things. You know, swinging trees like a monkey. Bark running after cats. We do all of these things because we're under control in different bodies. And in this body, we also do quite outrageous things that are really not befitting Anaryam, Jushtam. They're not befitting Aryans. So let's read. This is all very interesting. And it's philosophy. It's quite deep and it's quite dense, especially since Krishna's concentrating everything, because he only has a few minutes before the battle starts.